Hi folks, on VI Talk. This is my second posting for this VI Talk channel. I wanted to contribute on the topic of driverless cars and driving. Put those two together because they all sort of similar ilk. Would I drive a driverless car? I would absolutely love to. My dad's an engineer, and in the 90s he actually said to me, and I was still at school at the time, in the early 90s he said, there'll be driverless cars at some point in the future, and the company he was working for were looking into it. So that was quite exciting then. The fact over, 20 years later, this is kind of happening is quite exciting. However, I am concerned how safe the technology is right now, and if something to go wrong, what would happen? Yes, I don't think I think I'd wait 5 years or so to see how things are going and if it was working or not, because there's not enough cars, driverless cars on the road. It won't be enough to make sure the technology is working okay. And obviously there's no such thing as driverless cars because there's going to be a little bit of control somewhere. I, in my heart of hearts, would love to do it, and I absolutely would. I'm very grateful for the VI people who once cited saying how much you miss driving, and I heard it on In Touch the other day. I completely agree with that concept, because a lot of people who are sighted don't appreciate what it's like to be visually impaired and not being able to drive. When sighted people have lost their sight and say, my God, do I miss driving? You know, they've took it for granted. Whereas sighted people, I find, they take that really for granted, that their ability to drive and have that choice and not be isolated. So yes, I would love to drive a car on these driverless cars, but not right now. We already have driverless trains in a sense, and even driverless planes in a sense, because there's a lot of work that the aeroplane does that the pilot doesn't do, and same with trains and same with a lot of vehicles these days. But I think driverless car is an oxymoron in a sense, because it is and it isn't. It takes over a lot of work that a normal driver would do, but you'd still have some control. But I think it's worth waiting a few years to not look at any things that are going on. Somebody said they're going to be electric as well, so what if power went? You know, I think it could be a problem. So there's my little take on that. So I'll leave it brief, and there you go. Bye for now.